AP News. I'm Ed Donahue.
We're turning a tide on a once-in-a-generation economic crisis.
Today in Cleveland.
Put it simply, America's coming back. America's on the move.
President Biden says the country is emerging from the pandemic. What is the next step?
We still have work to do, but our future today is as bright and as wide open as it ever has been. And now we're faced with a question. What kind of economy are we going to build for tomorrow?
Republicans have come back with a counteroffer to the president's infrastructure plan. West Virginia Senator Shelley Moore Capito says it's smaller, $928 billion.
It sticks to the core infrastructure features that we talked to initially. It's a serious effort to try to reach a bipartisan agreement.
The president says they have to finish this soon. The family of a Capitol police officer who collapsed while fighting rioters and later died is pushing lawmakers to form a commission investigating the Capitol riot. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
Gladys Sicknick says she usually stays in the background, but with several GOP senators against a probe into the riot that led to her son's death.
I just couldn't stay quiet anymore.
She and Officer Brian Sicknick's girlfriend are making an extraordinary push on Capitol Hill, visiting senators who are likely to deploy the filibuster to block the commission. Mrs. Sicknick said yesterday they should visit her son's grave at Arlington National Cemetery. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The sheriff in Santa Clara County in California says it looks like the gunman who killed 9 people at a rail yard targeted some of the victims. The gunman killed himself. His ex-wife says he had talked about killing people at work more than a decade ago. The head of NATO says the government and armed forces in Afghanistan are strong enough to stand on their own without international troops to back them. Stocks have moved higher, but not too high before the closing bell. This is AP News. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson denied a former aide's claim that he botched coronavirus response.
In a testimony to lawmakers, Dominic Cummings claimed that thousands had died as a result of the UK government's incompetence at the beginning of the outbreak. The former top advisor to the Prime Minister said the government's response was slow and chaotic, and Johnson failed to learn from his mistakes. Johnson brushed aside the criticism.
Some of the commentary I've heard doesn't bear any relation to reality.
The Prime Minister went on to say that the government and himself were put in a very pressurised situation at the outbreak of the pandemic.
This has been an incredibly difficult series of decisions, none of which we've taken lightly.
I'm Karen Chamas.
Mark Hauser, the founder of a private equity firm who paid $40,000 to have someone secretly correct his daughter's ACT exam answers, was sentenced to 2 months in prison for his role in the college admissions bribery scheme. Hauser's lawyer wanted probation instead of prison time. Ed Donahue, AP News.